I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. An Alabama congressman is speaking out on educational reform. Republican Bradley Byrne says he's spoken with school superintendents in the Mobile area, and he says he's hearing from them that they're concerned that the federal government is making it harder to do their jobs effectively. He wants to remove what he calls the red tape and bureaucracy and make it easier for educators. He says education in Alabama is showing signs of progress, but that it isn't happening as fast as it needs to.
The number one thing we're not doing in Alabama that they're doing in other parts of the country that are clearly working is we need more school choice in Alabama. We need charter schools. We're one of the very few states in America that doesn't have charter schools. So in places that have academic challenges around the country, what seems to be working are magnet schools, charter schools, schools of choice.
Byrne serves on the House Education and Workforce Committee. He won a special election in December to represent Alabama's 1st Congressional District. The state's infant mortality rate declined in 2013. Alabama Department of Public Health says the 2013 rate for all infants was 8.6 deaths per 1,000 live births. That was down from 8.9 recorded in 2012. The department also says the infant mortality rate among black babies fell to its lowest levels ever. State Health Officer Don Williamson says Alabama's medical community has worked to decrease elective early deliveries. Other factors include increased care during pregnancies and better family planning. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has now claimed over 1,200 lives in less than a year and shows no signs of slowing down. That has led to fears that the deadly virus may spread beyond the African continent. Dr. Craig Wilson is professor of epidemiology at the University of Alabama Birmingham School of Public Health. Wilson says it's important to be on alert, but it would be really hard for an Ebola outbreak like the one in West Africa to take place here.
In terms of this being contagious, it's not easy to spread this. It really does take real direct contact with bodily fluids from an infected person. So it's not something that spreads as easily as, say, the common respiratory viruses.
Wilson says Ebola is a more deadly epidemic, but health practices in the United States would keep any outbreak small and contained to hospitals. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Wednesday evening to you. We'll be mild and muggy tonight. Temperatures going to fall back into 70s under a clear sky for Thursday. A hot day, one of the hottest days so far this year. Upper 90s are likely. A few spots could hit 100 for the first time this season. As for Friday and Saturday, same deal. Lots of sunshine, high humidity levels. Temperatures top out in the upper 90s. Heat index values each afternoon between 105 and 109. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.